City of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and Holy One of Israel.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from God's Word .eprn.us. Welcome to the third Sunday of Advent show. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. Advent is a season of the liturgical year observed in most Christian denominations as a time of expectant waiting and preparing for two celebrations. The first celebration is that of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and the second celebration is awaiting the return of Christ at the second coming. In this segment of the podcast, there will be two readings, segment of this podcast, there will be two readings as well. All readings will come from the New International Version. The first reading will come from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, and the second reading will come from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. Hear the word of the Lord in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feast I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. At that time, I will deal with you, with all who oppress you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. And now from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled, This is Living, featuring Lecrae. This is Living, featuring Lecrae.
You lift me up. Is an ocean, you can drown me. The sweet embrace, the lovely taste, I taste the sea. I'm under grace, the place to be. It means I'll never need an umbrella. I'm cool in the cold, in the hot weather. Whether or never I ever understand, I'm a man in the hands of great plans. I stand with faith and a life I never known to touch. And still I saw my clutch, but I'm like, what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's to die for? Live to no end, this is living. The life I've been given's a gift. If I'm a living, I'ma live it to death. So what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's to die for? And live to no end, this is living. The life I've been given's a gift. If I'm a living, I'ma live it to death.
Yeah.
Was a nice rendition of This Is Living by Hillsong featuring Lecrae. The next two readings will be taken from Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 through 7 and from Luke's Gospel chapter 3 verses 7 through 18 respectively. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And now for Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. The word of the Lord. Now for a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, let not the reading and the hearing of your word go out void. Rather, let it go forth with much application. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, For Unto Us a Child is Born. Handel, Messiah.
Oh, You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.